Hello, this is Pastor Dick Hood, and today I want to talk about those who wait for the Lord. This text is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The book of Isaiah is a book that oozes with hope and encouragement. Isaiah gave prophecy from God before and during the Babylonian exile. Hope was difficult to come by because the walls of Jerusalem were torn down. Some people were carried away in the captivity. Others who remained in Jerusalem were depressed because families were torn apart, separated, and the city was defenseless. Yet it was to this people that Isaiah preached, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." To wait on the Lord sounds simple enough, but the reality is that often we do not want to wait on the Lord. In actuality, sometimes we would rather wait on anyone but the Lord. We will wait on our boss, wait on the stranger, wait on our children, wait on our friends, wait on our neighbor, but to wait on the Lord and his promises might seem challenging. To love in the face of hate, trust in the face of disappointment, and to trust in the face of doubt and fear can seem to be a daunting and depressing task. My encouragement to you is to try God, know God, through reading the Bible and venturing out in faith to see if God works for you. And finally, to trust God, even in the face of your doubts, and see if God makes a difference in your life. Trust God and put your faith in the Lord and see what happens. I put my trust in God a long time ago, and I have never, ever looked back. Try God for yourself and see what happens. I'd like to ask you a few questions about what I've just read. Number one, what are your thoughts about Isaiah chapter 40? 2, what is the most difficult aspect of putting your trust in God? And 3, when have you completely put your trust in God? And 4, do you have any other thoughts on this verse? I'd like to conclude us now with a prayer. Lord, I put my trust in you. I have nowhere else to turn. I have tried earthly knowledge, metaphysical techniques, exotic exercise plans, and intellectual philosophies, but I have come to the conclusion that there is no other way but you. So I put my trust in you. Bless me now with your favor. Bless me with your hope. Bless me now and never, ever leave me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. And I want you to know that I am praying for you. God bless.